A new report finds that New York is more insulated than other states from the effects of automation, thanks in large part to New York City's hospitality sector. But as WSHU's Charles Lane reports, 12% of the state's workforce could be largely automated by technology.
1.2 million jobs, most of them in the lower middle class, are jobs that young people take, like truck driver, or fast food worker, or delivery fulfillment. And as algorithms become more sophisticated, higher level jobs, jobs that you find on Long Island and in Connecticut, are becoming automated. Matt Chabon is a researcher at the Center for an Urban Future.
Answering the phones, providing a lot of tech support, things like that, that can also be done by machines in a way that it couldn't before. And so a place like Long Island, for example, then those jobs are equally vulnerable.
Chabon says it's not just about getting a college degree anymore. That's what it was a decade ago. Now it's about continuously learning new skills.
And we don't think it's a moment of panic, but it should be a moment of preparation. You know, it's really incumbent on the educators, the business leaders, and policymakers to recognize the changes that are coming and to prepare the workforce.
Chabon says even CEOs and Wall Street titans are expected to have 25% of their work taken over by computers. That's more than home health aides or janitors. Charles Lane, WSHU News.